You're going to listen to a radio interview with Ruby Peterson talking about what going to school was like when she was a child. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below, then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the beginnings of the sentences 1 to 6 with the sentence endings A to I. There are two sentence endings that you should not use. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
I was born on a farm. I was on farm all my life until I moved here to this senior home.
This is Ruby Peterson. She's 92 years old. She's going to inform us about what it was like to go to school about 80 years ago.
We went to a one-room schoolhouse, a country school, until I was in eighth grade.
What was the one-room school like? Can you describe it?
It was very cozy. There were eight grades in that schoolroom. It was a large room, and we all knew each other because we were all neighbors. My home farm was a mile away, but I emphasize there was no school bus, so we walked to school. Those days, usually there were skirts and long stockings for the girls, and for the boys, they had long pants. In the winter time, it was difficult because there was snow many times like it is now, and I know my dad took us to school in a sleigh because we lived on the farm and had horses. So then we'd all maybe be riding that sleigh and the neighbor kids would jump on when we came along, and that was our school bus. And the teacher quite often was a single woman, and she stayed in a private home in the district. One of them stayed at our home, I know. And my dad was on the school board, so he felt kind of a responsibility to bring her to school sometimes because of the weather. And she did all. The teacher did all the janitor work. We had 1 hour of noon hour, as we called it, and we had 1 hour for lunch. Sometimes there was a sandwich. Sometimes it was an orange. We didn't have milk cartons. But there was a huge furnace in that schoolroom. There was no basement, but there was a huge furnace. And in the winter time, we would bring a potato to school. We would put it on top of that furnace when we came in the morning and let it lay there until noon. We could enjoy baked potatoes for lunch, easy as can be.
What was it like to go to high school?
When I went to high school, there was no bus service. That's why we had to stay in town, because I lived 10 to 12 miles from the school. A good friend of mine, who was also a farmer's daughter, and I knew her through the church, we lived together in a one-room bedroom in town. And we stayed there the entire week. Then our parents came and got us on Friday night and brought us back to town on Sunday nights. We had been all eight grades in a one-room schoolhouse. In high school, there were many different rooms. There were many teachers for different subjects. We had never had that experience before because I had had one teacher all during my eight grades. That was, I think, the hardest thing, to get used to all the different rooms we went to. There was a little It wasn't segregation exactly, but we, the country kids, came into town to go to school, and there was a little difference in how teachers and other people treated us and the town kids. Teachers often said, "They're the town kids, and you are the country kids." We, the kids, did not really mind. We fooled each other. We got along with each other. It worked out well. I graduated from high school, and so it went well. I was born on a farm. I was on farm all my life until I moved here to this senior home.
This is Ruby Peterson. She's 92 years old. She's going to inform us about what it was like to go to school about 80 years ago.
We went to a one-room schoolhouse, a country school, until I was in eighth grade.
What was the one-room school like? Can you describe it?
It was very cozy. There were eight grades in that schoolroom. It was a large room, and we all knew each other because we were all neighbors. My home farm was a mile away, but I emphasize there was no school bus, so we walked to school. Those days, usually there were skirts and long stockings for the girls, and for the boys, they had long pants. In the winter time, it was difficult because there was snow many times like it is now, and I know my dad took us to school in a sleigh because we lived on the farm and had horses. So then we'd all maybe be riding that sleigh, and the neighbor kids would jump on when we came along, and that was our school bus. And the teacher quite often was a single woman, and she stayed in a private home in the district. One of them stayed at our home, I know. And my dad was on the school board, so he felt kind of a responsibility to bring her to school sometimes because of the weather. And she did all, the teacher did all the janitor work. We had 1 hour of noon hour, as we called it, and we had 1 hour for lunch. Sometimes there was a sandwich. Sometimes it was an orange. We didn't have milk cartons. But there was a huge furnace in that schoolroom. There was no basement, but there was a huge furnace. And in the winter time, we would bring a potato to school. We would put it on top of that furnace when we came in the morning and let it lay there until noon. We could enjoy baked potatoes for lunch, easy as can be.
What was it like to go to high school?
When I went to high school, there was no bus service. That's why we had to stay in town, because I lived 10 to 12 miles from the school. A good friend of mine, who was also a farmer's daughter, and I knew her through the church, we lived together in a one-room bedroom in town. And we stayed there the entire week. Then our parents came and got us on Friday night and brought us back to town on Sunday nights. We had been all eight grades in a one-room schoolhouse. In high school, there were many different rooms. There were many teachers for different subjects. We had never had that experience before because I had had one teacher all during my eight grades. That was, I think, the hardest thing, to get used to all the different rooms we went to. There was a little... it wasn't segregation exactly, but we, the country kids, came into town to go to school, and there was a little difference in how teachers and other people treated us and the town kids. Teachers often said, "They're the town kids, and you are the country kids." We, the kids, did not really mind. We fooled each other. We got along with each other. It worked out well. I graduated from high school, and so it went well.